This message is brought to you by Kevin Rogers Ministries and City of Faith Christian Center. For more information, please visit kevinrogersministries.org or cityoffaithcc.org.
Let's look at Proverbs 18, verse 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you getting fruit in your life that you don't want, check the words or the seeds you've been planting.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now, I'm telling you to walk. Look, let's go to Hebrews real quick. Let's go to Hebrews. All right. For faith is not only the master key, but faith is one of the most important topics you should ever learn as a believer.
Amen.
Hebrews 11. Now look at this, because you cannot, I showed you, you cannot complain and create at the same time.
Amen.
God have given us the power and the ability to create from the unseen, call it from the unseen, and bringing it to the seen realm. He gave us that ability. Now, I want to show you this in Hebrews 11 here, in verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, that's plural if I'm not mistaken, were framed by the word of God. So we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear or things which are visible. So we see here, it was through faith that the worlds were framed by the word of God. God gave us, he gave Adam the earth as the blueprint, but the other worlds out there, Mars and Saturn, I believe that God had believed he put the power in Adam to do what he did to the earth. Yes, he told Adam to, that, oh Lord, can I show you this?
Absolutely.
Right, let's go to Genesis, real quick. Genesis 1, all right, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So now we see here, God gave Adam dominion over this earth, okay? Now in Genesis 2, thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of the heavens, all the host of them. When they talk about the heavens, they're talking about what you can see with the stars, all right? That's what they're talking about. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. He rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And he blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Now, then we go to verse 4. These are the generation of the heavens and of the earth, and they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. All right? And the heavens. Now, when you begin to look at this particular heavens, now, he is talking about the same word in Hebrews 11 and 3, worlds. Worlds, all right? He created them into a seen form, but he needed Adam, who is a son of his, glory to God, to demonstrate his God ability to put the Garden of Eden on each of the planets. Man, oh Lord, see, I don't left some of y'all. You restricted in your thinking, I see. Now, let's just look at this, because what happened is this right here. Adam have the same ability as God.
Amen.
He have the same ability as God. Genesis 1:26 shows me that.
Amen.
God made him in his likeness. And after his likeness, Genesis 1:26, let him make man in our image and after our likeness. Glory to God. Now what are you talking about? You think he's talking about, well, he going to have Adam looking like him, the same mustache if he got one, the same beard, same haircut, same app. No. He is talking about his spirit. Man is just like God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
John 4:24 say, for God is a spirit. So therefore, I am a spirit. I am a speaking spirit in this earth. Glory to God. Now look at this, because what we're seeing here is a presence here. What God is showing us, we got the, if you're going to get into the supernatural, you're going to have to understand the image who you were made in. Because a lot of time we're looking more at flesh. And when you're looking at flesh, you're looking at limitation. When you're looking at flesh, you're looking at limitation.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
But when you're looking at spirit, glory to God, you're looking at the unlimited ability and the power of God that is on the inside of you. For God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Let them have the same characteristics I have. Let them have the same ability I have. Glory to God. That's what he's saying here, folks. Are y'all with me? Let them have dominion. Let them have dominion, or let them have ownership. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth. How is Adam to control all of these things in the earth? Did he have a weapon? Did he have a whip? How did he control an elephant bigger than he is? How did he control these things? He did it just like God. He released words because he's a speaking spirit. Glory to God. And so what happened is we identify ourselves too much in the image of our flesh. And the flesh is limited. The flesh is emotional. The flesh is a shortage in the flesh, glory to God. But when I begin, that's why he said, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. When you walk in the spirit, the flesh becomes submitted to the real you inside of you, glory to God. Sickness, it can submit to you, glory to God. Debt can submit to you when you're walking in the spirit and not after the flesh. Glory to God. Now look at this, because what happened is when you do not understand the full ability God has put in you, the potential he put in your spirit, glory to God, you're gonna pay too much attention to the flesh, and that image is wrong. Let me move forward with this. In order to speak right when things happen, you have to prepare by putting the word in your heart. Matthew 12, let's go here. Matthew 12, glory to God. Let's go there. All right. Matthew 12, and man, this thing is in my spirit here. For some reason, Psalm 8 and 5 is in my spirit. Put that up real quick. Psalms 8 and 5. Look at this. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Watch this. Keep going. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of his hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. That's the heavens. The heaven belong to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Glory to God. And so what happened, we judge things out of the flesh, and we judge things from the image of the flesh and not from the spirit. And when you judge things from the image of the flesh, you're short-sighted. You can't see far. You can only see past your own nose. Glory to God. But when you walk in the spirit, you can see what God sees, and you can do what God do. Glory to God. I said again, when you walk by the Spirit, you can see what God sees. Therefore, you can do what God do. See, when you can see something that somebody else can't see, you can do something that other people can't do. I said again, when you can see something that others can't see, you can do something that others can't do. So we have limited God to this fleshly ability of our limitation in life. And God is above that. And not only he's above that, he made you above that. But you have not accepted that in your spirit yet. Because you're trying to check it against your flesh. I said, oh yeah, I don't care. You're trying to check it against your flesh. You are looking at your limited ability in the flesh, but you ain't looking at the unlimited power in your spirit. There is nothing that I can't do. Amen. The word verifies that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Oh, when they talking about I can lift 2,000 pounds, I'm not talking about in the flesh. I'm talking about in the spirit. In the spirit, there ain't nothing that you can't lift. Glory to God. See, when people look at that, they look at it in the fleshly part. But he's talking about a spiritual thing, because you can't do nothing natural unless you have something in your spirit anyway. Glory to God. Now look at this, man. I see this thing right here. Look at Matthew 12, verse 34 real quick. O generation of vipers, how can you be an evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, Lord Jesus. To walk in the supernatural, you must have the word of God in your heart in abundance. So when the pressure come on, it's the word that come out. Boy, y'all looking at me funny. You better get this. You must have the word of God in your heart in abundance. So when the pressure come on, the word come out. The stronger the input, the stronger the output. If you inputting a lot of junk in you, it's going to be a lot of junk coming out. The word get inputted in your spirit, junk get inputted into your flesh. Watch this. Because until you learn to see who you really are, you can't take dominion over nothing. Watch this. Go to Mark 7. Glory to God. Go to Mark 7. The power or walking in the supernatural requires you to shift the way you think. You cannot think like a mere man and try and act like Superman. Even though Clark Kent and Superman was the same person. Oh, Lord. You can't act like Clark Kent or Clark Kent just couldn't be just Clark Kent in the day. And when trouble come, he going to just still act like Clark Kent. He shift over into another realm. Where he can run through a troop, and he can leap through a wall, a leap over wall. I'm telling you, what happened is we've been keeping the Clark Kent on for so long, that thing is burnt on us, and we can never realize who we are. We just be mere men, in the flesh, in the emotions, all of that. And I showed you in John, was it John 6:63? Put it up real quick. Glory to God. Look at this. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. Anytime the flesh get involved, folks, you might well step away. Because it don't profit anything. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Look, he said, the flesh profit nothing. Because the flesh ain't going to speak what the word of God say. The flesh gonna speak something to make that flesh comfortable. But the word of God gonna say something to make the flesh uncomfortable. Because the flesh is limited. It can't see the things of God. But the spirit, that's why I say that the mind is enmity against God. The mind always trying to invoke its own will into the things of God, and it goes against God. Glory to God. And that's why some of y'all need to get outside of your own mind. Because it's your mind holding you back. Boy, I'm teaching good. Y'all ain't got to say amen. It's your mind holding you back. You can't even get into your harvest because of your mind too limited. Absolutely. It's your mind. He said it's the spirit that quickened it. So if I stay in the spirit, in that vein or the lane of the spirit, glory to God, the word of God will flow through me and I will begin to see those things which are impossible, possible manifest in my life. Are y'all with me? It's the spirit that quickened, the flesh profit nothing. And so now look at this, because the flesh, it built around. Sometimes we build the image of our life around the flesh. Boy, I'm loaded today. Look at this thing. Mark 7. Look at Mark 7 real quick, verse 24. All right. And from thence he arose and went unto the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and enter into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. When you walking in the spirit, it puts spotlights on you. Yes, when you're walking in the spirit, it put a spotlight on you. Everybody began to look at you. Everybody began to watch you. Everybody began to pattern after you. Because when you're walking in the spirit, you can't be hid. I was it was Winco. You know, scrolling down the aisle, grocery shopping again. And my usual thing. Amen. This old lady said, "Excuse me, didn't I see you on TV?" Now, you know, I'm, I don't dress any kind of way to go into the grocery. I don't wear no suit, but I'm decent, you know. And so, and I said, yes, ma'am. You know, I kind of dropped my head because I'm like, man, you know, because I knew she about to start talking. Oh, Jesus. And, you know, I'm in the grocery store. I'm like, man, I don't want to talk to nobody. I just want to look at all the stuff and shop and roll up out of that joint. And, you know, she's an older senior citizen. And so she began to start talking and things like that. And this is what came to me. When you're walking in the spirit, you can't be here. Can't be here. You can't be here. Now, here goes my question to you. Can someone tell the difference between your walk and with the world? If you get in the midst, if that's a difference, can somebody say, or they just gonna bundle you up with the world? See, that's an aura that come off a person. They don't see it, but everybody else can see it. That aura is either the aura of God or it's the aura of the world. And you can get so far in the spirit so you can smell it. Okay, let me keep going. Y'all think I'm weird. Now, let me just keep going here. Now, watch this. Man, I take a bath? Nah, ain't got nothing to do with it. Ain't got nothing to do with it. For a certain woman, verse 25, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Watch this. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, which she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto dogs. Samson said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this sin, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. Now, what is going on here? Okay, what is going on here? So, the reason why they said she's a Greek, and I don't want to take you there. Because Jesus said he came for the Jews first. Okay? God, Jesus sent Paul for the Gentiles. It was for the Jews first, then the Greek. So Jesus telling her, all right, in verse 27, let the children first be filled. That's what he mean. But, ooh, Lord have mercy. Oh, man. Give me something real quick. Give me something. All right. Put up Romans 1:16. You ain't got to go there, but put it up. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. To who first? The Jew first, and also to the Greek. All right, so Jesus was to the Jews first. He sent Paul for the Gentiles. Now let's go back. Mark 7, let's go back. So Jesus said this in verse 27. Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto dogs. Now I don't know what you think about this, but it seems like Jesus calling somebody a dog. Now this right here is a time of pressure. Either she's going to shift the atmosphere or she ain't. Either she's going to shift the atmosphere or she ain't. Because some of y'all say, who do you think he calling a dog? Some of y'all stay right where you at. Amen. Nothing happened. Because you get offended in the flesh. Amen. And some of you get offended in the flesh too much, and that's why it's hard to walk in the spirit. Amen. Now watch this, because this woman, do we look at verse 28? And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat the children crumbs. Her words forced faith to move Jesus ahead of time. Because Jesus said, I came for the Jews first. Woman, you too many hundreds of years. That's some years ahead here. Not 100, but it was some years ahead. And her faith The words she spoke in faith, it forced faith to move Jesus ahead of time. Watch this. All right. Jesus said this right here in verse 29. For this saying, glory to God. Boy, you can just get that. For this saying, for these words, you're going to cause me to operate ahead of time. Because her words caused him to move. Look, she took dominion over time. Amen. With her words. Amen. That's why your harvest is not in the future, it's right now. But what happened is the devil has, he have blinded your mind and your flesh that you think everything is in the future. And God does not operate in a realm of time. That's why he said in Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith. Everything is now. Healing is now. Blessings, prosperity, all that is now. And so you have to see it as now. You, if you somebody, I'm going to get healed, you ain't gonna. You might as well just go and sit down. Because healing is not even in the realm. It's not in that realm. Healing is now. By his stripes, you were healed. Glory to God. Now, how is Isaiah saying this, that, you know, by his stripes you were healed, all the way before Jesus even died on the cross? Because with God, there is no time. And see, a lot of times what happens when you're in the flesh, you're operating only in the realms of time. And when you operate in the realms of time, you're operating in the realm of, I'm trying to think of this knowledge that, thank you, Lord. You operate in the realm of the flesh, or the realm of self-knowledge, or the realm, not revelation knowledge, because revelation knowledge, it comes from a place of time. It comes from the unseen realm to the realm. You bring revelation knowledge from the eternal into the now. Right. Are y'all with me? Yeah. Now, I'm telling you, what happened is this self-seeking knowledge, this knowledge that we think we have, that's what I want to get to right there. The intellect is what I'm talking about. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. We operate so much in the intellect that we put God in a corner so he can't move in the supernatural. Now, that was the intellect that was trying to mess with me. Now, watch this, because let's go to Matthew 12 again, all right? Because I got to get to this part. It's important. Glory to God. All right. That's why God said, Peter said this, a day is like a thousand years unto the Lord, a thousand years like unto a day, because with God, there's no time. He's seen Jesus being crucified from the foundation of the world. Amen. Ain't no time with God. Amen. It's with the flesh. Amen. Nobody started thinking about birthdays until Adam fell. Amen. Think about it. They did not start counting people's ages until Adam fell. Amen. Think about that. Amen. Because Adam was designed to live eternally. Amen. He was immortal. Amen. He didn't supposed to die. That's why when the rapture come, he got to give us a glorified body. You can't walk in the flesh up in heaven. Amen. I mean, heaven a temporary place for you, because he's going to create a new earth and we're coming right back down. But what I'm saying, you got to have a glorified body for that. Lord, I can just give you the picture of that when Jesus was resurrected, Jesus walked through the walls.
Yes, he did.
In his new body.
Right.
He walked through the walls. So he wasn't constrained to time or matter. Not only that, he's still eating fish. I'm still trying to figure out what kind of fish. But he was, now think about it. He in his glorified body, he is not constrained no more with time and matter. He walking through walls because let me tell you something. Man, I can say this to y'all, right? When Adam, before the fall, when Adam had supposed to go through all the earth and make Garden of Eden, he's supposed to make the whole earth like the Garden of Eden, and after that, he's supposed to probably went to the planets. And before the fall, he could have went there without a space shuttle. Because when he was walking in the spirit, That's why they can be naked and not lust. Only when they fail, they find something to cover up, because now they are operating in the flesh and not in the spirit. Man, don't y'all think about this stuff sometimes? I mean, I do all the time. So now just think about this, all right? Now think about this, because now remember, they called Jesus the second Adam. So why would they call him the second Adam? Because the first Adam failed. So why would they compare and call them both Adam? Because both of them walked in the supernatural. Now Adam, look, he's supposed to walk in the same way Jesus walked. Jesus had to come back and correct what Adam messed up. So there was no restriction with him. There's no restriction. You know, he didn't need to catch a flight. Because heaven wasn't up there. It was just as close to here. It wasn't no distance between heaven and earth. Because when you're walking in the spirit, there is no distance. There's only distance when you're in the flesh. So now that's why we had to get a glorified body, because we can't be in heaven with the flesh with where there are restraints and lust on this thing. Amen. All right, let me just keep going. Y'all looking at me funny. This is stuff I think about for some reason. Matthew 12, look at verse 33. Right? Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. A tree is known by his what? Fruit. A plant or tree is an image or belief that you have inside of you, all right? Fruit is the physical manifestation or representation of the seeds that have been sown in your heart, all right? A person, they say, that person, they just make me so angry. What seeds have been sown there, though? Because the representation of that is some seeds have been sown. That's the fruit of it. All right. So what happened? You and I, we must have the image of ownership. And see, whenever we don't have the image of ownership, this is what God told me. You give the devil ground that is not his. You give the devil ground that is not his. Luke 8, verse 11, we see here that the seed is the word, right? Think that Luke 8, verse 11. Seed is the word of God. So seeds always bring forth a harvest. All right? And the fruit become the physical manifestation or physical representation in your life of what's on the inside of you. The tree either good or bad. Ain't no in between. Whatever fruit you have in your life is a representation of the tree that is inside of you. The root is a part of the image, amen, or I can say the perception that you have of yourself. Wow. The root is a part of the image or the perception you have of yourself. So a lot of times what we need to do is get some new seeds, amen, so we can get another tree and another destiny and destroy this old tree. Let me show you something in Deuteronomy 8 real quick. Go there real quick. Come on. Chop, chop. Let's go, folks. Deuteronomy 8. And look at verse 2. All right. And thou shalt remember. Now, this is children of Israel in the wilderness. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, and to know what was in thy heart, whether thou would keep his commandments. All right? They had some trees in their heart that needed to be rooted out before they can enter into the promised land. God did not allow them to enter into the promised land unless that stuff on the inside of them.
Thank you for listening. Feel free to copy and distribute this message to others, but please do not charge for the content or alter it in any way. For more resources, go to KevinRogersMinistries.org.